Often we can get focused on everything else, but at times it's important to bring the focus back onto you. We have to always be real with ourselves and not let denial or any level of non-acknowledgement of what we're doing or not doing get in our way at all. We need to see things clearly, and if we're not sure, we can stop and think of someone else who isn't suffering from our issues. And if they're not doing something that we find ourselves doing, then maybe we need to rethink this. We need that confidence to grow so that we can help ourselves to be that best version of ourselves, liberating ourselves from the restraints that these horrible, unwanted habits and issues can cause. We can, of course, get help, but the best person to help will be yourself. Committing time to change and supporting this new positive lifestyle is essential. Our mind works primarily on an input and output way to how it functions. So if you need to feel more positive, we need to fill our lives with as much positivity as possible. We can just wish for it, but we do have to then try and make this real and bring this into the now and into our lives, so we could listen to maybe positive motivational speakers, have daily affirmations, maybe surround ourselves with positive people and do everything we can to be as absorbed in creating as much positivity in our lives. If we're only half committed to things, then we're only going to get half the result we want. If we want to change and we can't be bothered, again, you'll not get what you want. If this is the case, then you better to start looking at the parts of you that maybe sabotage you and work to make these sides of you feel better about themselves. Move on to the main goal that you want to achieve. And try not to reach too high with your goals, as this again will leave us wanting, and all we'll do is make us feel like we're a failure if we don't achieve this. This will not then be of any help to us achieving those new goals in our lives at all. We need to not be too hard on ourselves, but not too soft either. It's about finding that right balance. If we don't push ourselves hard enough, we don't change. Or if we do it this way, it can be very slow and can lead us to maybe just giving up. Or if we push ourselves too hard and then we can't do it, we move back into that failure cycle. This is where we need to trust our instinct and work to push ourselves out of our comfort zone or fear zone, however we choose to call it. Making steady, smaller steps is best. So I would set a daily challenge and then one bigger weekly challenge to keep helping you move forward. Often it's good to put pen to paper and write this down. Setting goals and challenges is a good way. You could maybe keep a positive journal to plot all your successes. The harder you work, the quicker you will change. Keeping that positive mindset is essential, so don't expect too much of yourself. We will never not fail. We'll never not feel uncomfortable. We will not feel that at times that we may be slipping back. This is normal. We don't need to beat ourselves up over it. This will only slow down the progress and it just won't help. If we think about being in the place where we feel we're slipping back, just stop and think about what this represents. It's actually a good thing because you're actually acknowledging that you're not stuck where you were before, that you have changed. The fear of slipping back is one of the latter stages of change. It means that you are in a better place. And what we now need to do is to maintain that or keep moving forward. This will be a good time to shake up the daily and weekly goals, because I guess by now you may have become less focused on those as you would be feeling better. Maybe make a new plan and start pushing forward again. Again in life, it can often take hard work to make really positive changes. And don't give up, success is just around the corner. It's also really good to take the time to reward yourself for your achievements. In your goal setting, you could set an achievement award for yourself. You are your own coach and trainer, so have something nice up your sleeve for yourself. Taking that time to praise and reward yourself will help your self-esteem and grow your confidence, and your mind will start thinking, maybe you do love me after all. This is great for that inner confidence, which is essential for developing a calmer, happier life. If we feel safe and secure inside, everything we approach will be from that place of inner safety and security within us. The majority of anxiety-free people will have this inner safety and security. So being good to yourself and praising and rewarding yourself will help you gain that inner self-esteem and allow your outer confidence to grow too. If you're having a few bad days, then take the time to relax more. Set more affirmations and maybe take time to watch something funny or do something that makes you laugh. If you're feeling frustrated or angry, maybe just drive around the block in the car with the music on loud and just scream for a bit. If you're feeling sad, don't swallow it down again. Watch a sad movie or something emotive so that you can let the feelings out. You'll feel so much better for doing this. We have to admit that we do feel the way that we feel, and that not to live in denial over this. The more we do this, the more our inner mind will feel listened to. If we're listening to ourselves, we can feel happier. That inner safety and security will grow too. To be honest, I think we're all a work in progress, and that's okay. If we didn't challenge ourselves, we would limit what we can truly achieve. Our lives are blessed for the first time that we can get to choose what we do in our lives. And this is amazing. We don't live in the past when things were so much more constrained. We get to make a personal, massive impact on our lives that we lead. This doesn't come by hanging around waiting for it to happen. It comes with dreams, desires, goals, drive, and a good plan. Let today be the day you push the boundaries of your existence. Feel how good it is to listen to your true inner voice and enjoy taking those next steps forward.